Well, Oak College took the opening kickoff of this ball game, put together an impressive seven-play, 62-yard drive, took 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Sean Jackson carried the ball in for his 10th touchdown. It was a 2-yard run. And with 9:14 on the clock, Hope led 7-0, and that was the score at the end of the quarter. In the second quarter, with 6:36 on the clock, Evan Finch kicked a 21-yard field goal. That ended a seven-play, 28-yard drive, 3 minutes and 50 seconds. And at 6:36 point, Hope had a 10-0 lead. Hope increased that lead with 3:22 left in the second quarter. Sean Jackson scored his second touchdown, his second 2-yard run for a touchdown of the ball game, ending a 6-play, 66-yard drive, 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Evan Finch's second PAT of the evening was good, so Finch is 2 out of 2 for PATs, plus a 3-pointer in this ball game. And at 3:22 in the second quarter, Hope led 17-0, and I think people started to relax a little bit, thinking that was going to be the lead at halftime. But Aaron McGuire and Justin Danzy of Kalamazoo had something to say about that. With a 1:07 on the clock in the second quarter, Danzy and McGuire connected for a 40-yard touchdown pass. That was just a 2-play, 50-yard drive that took all of 15 seconds, but it gave Kalamazoo life as they went into the locker room at halftime, trailing this one by 10, 17-7. Well, in case you're just joining us, there was a big upset in the MIAA today. Well, maybe the Olivet Comets don't think it is an upset because they've been playing outstanding football. Olivet defeated Adrian 21-17 this afternoon. Adrian was, to this point, undefeated. So here's what the MIAA standings look like right now. Albion, who's been kind of a sleeper in the MIAA, they've had a bye week already. Albion is 3-0. Adrian is 3-1. Hope College, not having finished this football game, is 2-1. If Hope can hang on to this lead and pick up a win here, Hope would be at 3-1 with Adrian. Olivet is 2-1. Kalamazoo is 1-1 right now. If they win tonight, it's 2-1. If they lose, it's 1-2. Trine, 0-3. Trine, who prior to last year won 3 MIAA championships in a row, is struggling a bit. Trine is 0-3, and Alma is 0-4. So Trine and Alma are out of it. Kalamazoo would certainly have to win tonight and get a lot of help, but the other teams all have a possibility. Once again, Albion is 3-0, Adrian 3-1, Hope would be 3-1 if they win tonight, and Olivet is 2-1. And now we're on Weatherby. Let's take a look at these games that are coming up. Next week, Albion is going to Olivet. It would almost be asking too much for the Comets to knock off Adrian 1 week and Albion the next. But next week, Albion is going to be playing Olivet. Hope is going to be playing, and Adrian is going to be coming up against this Kalamazoo club. It gets more interesting the last 2 weeks of the year, because on Saturday, November 9, Albion and Adrian play. And Adrian is a team, obviously, that could give Albion one loss, and that would tie up everything at the top of the MIAA. Trine will play Olivet. Olivet's got to be the favorite going into that one. And Alma is going to be playing Kalamazoo. Hope has their bye week on November 9. So that Albion-Adrian ball game is the one that I'm going to go to the MIAA site for and follow the stats or follow the broadcast of that ball game, because that will mean a lot. I didn't think I'd be rooting for Adrian a lot, but Hope fans will be rooting for Adrian to defeat Albion and give Albion their first loss, providing Albion can get by Olivet the week before. Then on Saturday, November 16. Mark your calendar. You want to be out here at Smith Stadium on the beautiful campus of Hope College, because Hope College could, if things fall into place, have a huge game, the last game of the season. It's Albion at Hope. Albion, is possible that they'll come into that ball game undefeated in the MIAA if Hope knocks them off and Hope stays unbeaten up to that game? Then Hope would be playing for a tie. If Adrian defeats Albion, Hope could be playing Albion to knock them out of first place, and the tie would be depending on Adrian. So this is about as interesting final 3 weeks as we've seen in a long time in the MIAA.
Well, I think the MIAA is extremely close this year. That you look at the scores of most of the ball games, and usually it's about 3 points. Adrian has beaten about three of the MIAA teams by 3 points. Today they lost by three. Trine has been losing, and they have been losing by 2-3 points a ball game. And that's the way it's been going out there. Alma, you know, played well against us and played well today because
absolutely.
They only lost by, what, 4 against Albion?
Think of the Hope-Adrian game. Adrian 14, Hope 7.
Yeah.
Everything is close right now. There's as much parity in the MIAA as we have seen. So it's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks. And I'll tell you what, going down to Trine next week, I don't care if Trine hasn't won one in
that's
the
right.
MIAA. That's going to be a very tough ball game.
And then a bye week, and sometimes that'll help you, sometimes it doesn't. You know, it depends a lot on the weather, and, you know, if you have to go out there and practice in the snow and the rain every day.
We didn't like that bye week earlier. We thought it was a very bad place, but right now with that Albion game looking like it could be really, really big, it might not be a bad spot. I'm changing my mind a little bit on how important that bye week, or how that might play out.
Well, he got most of his injured people back this week. We've been playing hurt for the last couple of weeks, but, you know, he's gotten most of those people back this week.
With some of the hits we've seen tonight, I hope they can stay off the injured list, because there have been some big hits in this ball game. This is the oldest rivalry for the Hope College Flying Dutchman. Hope and Kalamazoo started playing one another back in 1910. Hope has a decisive advantage in the rivalry. Hope has won the last 17 games, but Kalamazoo, give them credit, they won 9 of the first 10 games they played starting back in 1910. So Kalamazoo is strong at the start of the rivalry. Hope College is very strong the last part of the rivalry. Coach Krebs has only lost to Kalamazoo one time. That was in his first season back in 1995. Coach Krebs, by the way, could be looking at a historic night. He won't say that. He'll say it's far more important to stay in the MIAA race, keep his players alive for a conference championship, which would be his sixth, by the way. But Coach Krebs, with a victory over Kalamazoo tonight, could become only the third player in the history of MIAA, the MIAA oldest athletic conference in the United States, formed in 1888, and in all that time, only two other coaches have won 100 or more games. The great Ray Smith for Hope College and Jim Cole of Albion College are the only two that have been able to win 100, and Coach Krebs could become the third here tonight. But he's got to hang on to this 17-7 lead. Hope College gave Kalamazoo a cheap, a late score. I guess it wasn't cheap. It was well earned by the Hornets with a 40-yard pass completion in the closing minutes of the first half. And with that score, as time was expiring in the first half, Kalamazoo kept in this ball game, trailing 17-7. The good news is that the Flying Dutchman will have the ball to begin the second half. Hope will be running south to north, right to left, into the wind. Hope College will have the wind that has been a factor in this ball game for the fourth quarter. Well, I think we got that MIAA kind of sorted out. Go to the Hope College or the MIAA site if you want to see the standings and see the remaining schedule, and make sure you put that last game of the season on your calendar, Hope and Albion. Here's the kick. Here's Ron.
And it hits on the 10-yard line, rolls into the end zone. And so the Flying Dutchman will have the ball back on their own 25-yard line to get their offense underway in the second half. Hope took the opening kickoff, and they did not. They got the ball for the first possession, took it down, and scored. They Hope actually kicked off to Kalamazoo, and they had the ball first. So Hope College has an opportunity now to get an offense going and maybe pick up a quick score here in the second half. Atwell brings his team out. Reinhardt is wide to the left, body wide to the right, hand off to Jackson on the right side, does a sweep, and he gets across the 30-yard line to about the 32, where he is brought down across the way and about the 32-yard line. Tackle that time over by the bench in Kalamazoo territory as the Hornets find themselves looking at second and four against this Hope College offense. In motion goes Brown. Back to pass is Atwell. Gets some pressure. Gets away from one. Starts to run with it. Changes his mind. But tucks the football and goes down just across the 30-yard line. So he worked around, and he didn't find anybody open when he took his first look, and then he was starting to get some pressure. So it'll be third down and four for Hope on the 31-yard line in Hope College territory. Jake Helm in for the Flying Dutchman. He'll go to that fullback position in the offset eye to the left. Atwell under center. Little bump and run on the outside for Kalamazoo. Atwell back, and he had time. Now he rolls to the right, fires it. Ball knocked out of the air and up and out of bounds. So those kind of dangerous when they knock them up in the air like that. And it's going to be an incompleted pass, and the Flying Dutchman, three plays and punt.
Not the way anybody on the Hope side of the field wanted to start the second half.
So DeVries will be kicking against the wind. Josh Wise back deep for the Hornets. It's about time he misjudges one, isn't it? One of those long punts from DeVries, and Hope gets it about on the 25.
And
nice boot.
Oh,
he's going to have
cow.
To go back to the 20 to get this one. Wise starts around and still on his feet, works his way to the 25 up to about the 28-yard line.
I think that one was just shy of 60 yards into the wind. Priest can really get a leg into it.
That was a perfect spiral that he got up that time, and the wind didn't make a lot of difference with it.
He has a quick release for the punt and really gets a leg. He just uses leverage and timing and gets that ball off so well. Well, let's see what Kalamazoo can do. Their first drive of the second half. They ended the first half with a touchdown. Hope was leading 17-0, closing minutes, and Kalamazoo scored a touchdown in the closing 2 minutes of the first half.
Danzig sprints out, little flat pass that's complete, and fumble the football. Hope College should have it out there unless it went out of bounds as they make a quick conference right in front of the Hope College bench and have to decide whether that ball was out of bounds or whether they caught it in bounds and slid out or just what the situation is. They're both.
I don't know if you saw.
And they're going to give the ball to Kalamazoo.
The two officials were hugging each other. They were each talking in each other's ear, and they both had both arms around each other and talked through it very quickly, which is a good thing to do, by the way. Make sure you're both going to come up with the same decision. But it was right in front of Coach Krebs, right in front of the Hope bench, and Hope thought they had possession of the ball, but it was not to be. Kalamazoo picks up a first down. Man.
First and 10 from their own 41, so a break for the Hornets. Danzig hands it off to Way. Way on the left side, caught from behind as he gains about a yard, I think. Yeah, that was one of the linemen for Hope College that was giving chase, and that's number 49, Massey, for Hope. Made the tackle. Pickup of two. It'll be second down and eight. Danzig goes back. A little swing pass again to Way. And Way gets across the 50 into Hope College territory down to the 45. So it looks to me like Kalamazoo is going to take a page out of that book from Alma and start throwing a lot of these swing passes and a lot of the passes where you want to get the ball in the hands of the receiver on the outside and let him go one-on-one against the Hope College defense.
And that was Druger, who was the victim of that one-on-one that time, but he did make the tackle.
Danzy sprints to his left, a little pass that should be incomplete because it hit and bounced. It was very easy to see from up here, and finally the linesman's come way across.
Yeah, he's coming across. He saw it.
Two officials standing by the ball, I think, they're going to call it a completed pass. And
boy, if this is ruled as a catch,
complete again, that's what they're going to do.
I'm glad there's a wall and a window between us and the hope caught.
I don't mind
this.
And Dean Krebs is going to have to stake a couple steps.
That's two big breaks for Kalamazoo on this drive.
Hand off the way, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped. Wietek got through and got him right around the ankles. And that he, along with Brent Stewart, making the stop. So it'll be third down and seven. So watch another swing pass. They put their formation to the right and then swing the bag out of the backfield. Danzy goes back to throw, gets some pressure, heads back to his own 40-yard line, runs to the right, and throws the ball out of bounds.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And we're gonna get a late hit by Hope College right in front of the Hope College bench, and you have a whole crowd of people right there. So the quarterback out there,
Alex Wittick, was given chase. And the call, I'm afraid, is going to be out of bounds.
Personal foul against the Flying Dutchman. And this Hope College sideline, not a happy bunch of campers.
Yeah, Hope fans have seen three big calls go Kalamazoo's way on this drive. There was a fumble that Hope thought they recovered. It was ruled that Kalamazoo recovered it. There was a pass that sure looked like it was dropped from where we are sitting. It was ruled a completed pass. And now it's personal foul called on the Flying Dutchman on a sideline hit. So three breaks have all gone for the Hornets. We'll see if they can capitalize. First and 10, ball in the 37.
In Hope College territory, Danzig back deep, sprints out to the left side, gets some pressure, throws the ball. It is caught and dropped right on the 35-yard line. The tackle, I think, was made by Snyder for the Flying Dutchman.
I'll tell you what, Hope, sure. I mean, it's obvious they don't want to give up a score.
Now it's second down and seven.
Oh, boy.
And a flag as Hope jumped offside the way it looked, unless Kalamazoo got a man moving, picked up his hand or did something. But looks like the official already has the ball in his hand walking Hope College's way.
Fourth penalty against the Flying Dutchman, 30 yards. Man, oh, man. Six-play drive now. It's gone 37 yards.
So it'll be second down and two. As Danzig goes back, and Hope comes with the blitz, and they have him. And he just gets rid of the football, just threw it away. And a flag goes down. Intentional grounding.
Gerger had him, and that's going to be, I would imagine, that's going to be intentional grounding.
No, I think that was the linebacker that time, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, Gerger. Okay. Thought it was Klaus for a minute.
Once again, the coaches are just on the other side of us, the Hope College coaches that work from the press box. And this has had to be a bit of a frustrating drive if you're one of the coaches up there watching what's happening to Hope, because everything that could go wrong has gone wrong against the Flying Dutchman. Hope went no place, their opening drive of the second half.
They're going to pick up the flag.
Oh, man. Hope went no place on their opening drive, and Kalamazoo is putting together a sustained drive now. Now it's seven plays, 42 yards, getting into 3 minutes of possession.
It'll be third down and two for the Hornets, down on the Hope College 28-yard line. Danzig back in the gun. Three wideouts on the left side, one on the right. Danzig goes back to throw, takes a look down the field, steps up. Flag goes down. The pass is incomplete. And the flag went down as a...
That's got to be a hold.
I would think so. Hope had some pressure coming in. So the referee threw that one. So this might be going against...
That's going to go against Kalamazoo.
Well, we'll see if Hope decides to take the penalty or turn the down box to make it fourth down.
Men in the striped shirts, Tom Essenberg, Michael Strum, Edward Steenbergen of Hudsonville, Rob Rodenhaus, Brad Phillips, Adam Lamas, and Jeff Seiler. And on this drive, they have had their work cut out for them.
Third and 13 for the Hornets. Hope College comes with a three-man defensive front, figuring Kalamazoo's going to be throwing in this situation. See if we can put some pressure on with three men down. Danzig dropped back deep to the 50, runs in front, and the pass is incomplete, almost intercepted. Went through the hands of Wise out there, and the defensive back from Hope came up and could not make the catch. He wanted to scoop it up in the grass.
What do you do here, Ron? Fourth down and 12, ball on Hope's 39-yard line. Do you go for a long fourth down play, or do you punt it? Looks like Coach Zorbo is going to punt the football.
And he's kicking with the wind here. He's going to have to try to drop one in. If he hits it like the last one, he'll put it out of the end zone. Fishback back in his own 45. Snap is good. Punt, and it's going to hit on about the 10 and into the end zone. Kalamazoo couldn't catch it before it got into the end zone. One of the men down first tried to grab it, but he lost control of it, and he and the ball crossed into the end zone. So Hope's going to have it.
Big, big stop for the Hope College defense. After Hope went no place, their first drive of the second half, had Kalamazoo been able to mount that drive, taking advantage of several breaks and scored, making the score 17-14, which they didn't. But that would have been a big turnaround for the Hornets. Now, Hope College couldn't get a drive going the first possession of this half. Let's see what they can do right now. First and 10, ball on their own 20.
Four-man front, body in motion, hand off to Jackson, and he is hit and nailed back on the 15-yard line. Ooh, coming through out there was the outside linebacker for Kalamazoo, and they've been blitzing more, and they've been giving Hope some problems when they come with a blitz.
Alan Mincer, one of the big men down front, too, was in on that defensive play for Kalamazoo. I was thinking I was going to say Jackson picked up 100 yards in one of these carries, but Sean just lost four.
So one back in the backfield. In motion goes Brown. Back is Atwell. Fires the ball deep, and the body, did he catch it? Yes, he took it away. Again, it was a battle between body and the defensive back from Kalamazoo, Saunders. And body took it away from Saunders. Both of them had it, and body just ripped it away. He's done that about three times
today.
Well,
that was the third. He's got three receptions, and every one of them have been spectacular.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman from their own 47. Leading 17-7, third quarter action. Smith goes to the right. Atwell tucks it and gives it to Jackson on the draw play, and he gets to the 50. Didn't open up like expected. Zerke, the middle linebacker, stayed home, and he's got to be shadowing Jackson.
Vincent Boddy, right, Ron, three receptions for 87 yards, averaging 29 yards a catch. Man, he's got to be a candidate for La Persona Salon and Spa Player of the Game.
Atwell to Breinert in the flat, and Breinert makes the catch, and I don't think he has the first down. I think he's going to be about a half yard short of the first down. The yard marker is right on the mark.
Oh, boy.
So it'll be about a yard with third and the...
Pretty good eyes there.
Oh, they were right lined up.
Mr. Weatherby, yep.
So on the Kalamazoo, 44, third and one. Atwell, I formation. Body goes in motion. Atwell with a quarterback sneak has got the first down.
Fast call. Michael took it. Good call.
They were waiting for it, but Atwell was able to get behind one of the guards. I think on that side it's Livingway, our guest on Friday.
With all the changes in football, a quarterback sneak is still one of the most important plays.
And I think the dive is going to become one of the most important plays again before the too long with the way they're spreading people out and just run a straight dive.
But you can't run it with a halfback because we don't have halfbacks anymore.
You got to leave a halfback in there. Here comes a linebacker. The hand to Jackson again on the draw play, and there's just no place.
Another loss for Jackson. They have corralled him. They got Jackson's number this half.
So they're going to have to come up with something other than Sean Jackson with the sweep. Because they've been trying to get that going the first half, and they had some pretty good gains out of it.
Jackson's got 21 carries, 95 yards, two touchdowns, but he's gone no place fast this half.
So he's been losing yardage on about every play. Breinhardt has one-on-one coverage over here at the present. As Atwell fakes, looks down the field.
Body on the other side.
Again, has
deep.
A man.
Oh.
Body can't get there. At about the three-yard line, the pass was behind him, and as he was going down deep toward the post, he had to kind of back up and go sideways and couldn't quite get to the outside far enough to catch up with the ball.
In four attempts, that was the first time that Atwell couldn't find body when he was looking for him.
So it'll bring up a third down and 13 for the Flying Dutchman. Operating from the 45 in Kalamazoo territory. 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Hope with a 17-7 lead. Atwell sprints out, fires it incomplete in the flat to Breinhardt. Off his fingertips on about the 33-yard line, a fourth down for Hope. In comes the punt team. And Hope's going to try to drop one in between the 5-yard line and the goal line. We'll see how DeVries is on this one. He's been able to do that on occasion.
He's punted four, averaging 40 yards a punt on this one. He'll be punting from his own 45.
Wise is back.
It's going to be.
And it's going to hit on about the 20, roll to the 15,
perfect.
Gets down to about the 10-yard line, and it's going to be down on the 10-yard line. McGrill.
I like it when punters don't try to get too greedy on those, Ron. You know, you try to get it inside the five, you're going to put it in the end zone. DeVries that time landed the ball just inside the 20. It rolled back to the 10. Smart play.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Hornets. 17-7, Hope with their lead. 6:51 left in the third quarter.
17-7 was the halftime score.
Danzig from the gun. Hands it off to Way. Way on the sweeper on the left side. Doesn't get to the line of scrimmage. And Santino De Caesar was the first one to hit. And they slid down on him, and they had to have some help bringing him down for a 3-yard loss. So Way, like Jackson, going the wrong direction when he carries the football lately.
Olivet defeated Adrian today, so this ball game between Kalamazoo Hope means that one of these ball clubs is going to be very much in the MIAA race.
Trips to the right side, and the handoff to Way, and again, he's tripped up right on the line of scrimmage. Good defense by the Flying Dutchman as Kirby Crook came from his cornerback position and blitzed and tripped up Way for another loss. So it's going to be third and 16 for the Hornets. And the handoff to Way. This time he has some running room as he breaks through and gets to the 15-yard line, and Santino again makes a stop for the Flying Dutchman.
I'm going to miss De Caesar next year. Boy, he comes up and makes big hits.
Well, we've been able to find guys that have been able to play that free safety position and that like to hit.
Well, providing things go as expected, Hope's going to be in good field position.
So Fishback will be punting from his own 3-yard line. Augie Mata is back on the 45. This is an end-over-end kick that Augie has on the 45, gets to the 50, gets into Kalamazoo territory, but not very far on about the 48-yard line, and he's pushed back. So Hope's offense is going to start from the Kalamazoo 48. 5:10 left. Hope going against the wind in this third quarter. They'll have the win in the fourth quarter. 17-7. Hope with the lead. 5:10 left in the third. Hope with the football. Hometown week. as there have been lots of activities here for Hope College during this week.
No fireworks tonight, though. Fireworks have been canceled.
Fake. Jackson with a little pass out on the right side, and Jake Helms reached back but wanted to run for it before he caught the football. It falls incomplete. So it'll be second and 10 for the Flying Dutchman as the defensive unit is getting a little talking session in down below us. Body goes wide to the right, Breinert wide to the left. Twins in the backfield along with Atwell. Straight back goes Michael. Fires the bomb down the body, and this one is intercepted. Octavia Sanders gets to the 30, the 35, cuts to the outside, to the 40, to the 50, and into Hope College territory, down to about the 45-yard line, I believe. And Hope College territory. So after four attempts deep, Octavia Saunders was the winner in that one as he picked off an Atwell pass, giving the Hornets good field position in Hope College territory with 4:47 left in the third quarter.
Wow, what a turn of events. Hope fans have got to be sitting on the edge of their seat right now. Hope looked like they were in control of this ball game. Three quarters of the way through the second quarter, leading 7-0, but they've been unable to score any points since then. And right now it's 17-7 with Kalamazoo in good field position.
Danze back, fires the ball over everybody's head. As Hope had a defender, he was the closest one to the football. The pass was high into the outside. So it'll be second and 10 for the Hornets on the Hope College 45. Danzig back deep, takes a look, little swing pattern again, out to the right to Way. And Way gets to the 39-yard line in Hope territory. A pickup of about 6 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 4 for the Hornets. That play has been successful for them in the second half. Now they're going to throw it the other way. This one is tipped up in the air. Coming through was Brent Stewart, and he got a hand up in the air, batted it up. And it falls incomplete. It'll be a fourth down for the Hornets. Well, are you going to go for it? And it looks like they are, with a fourth down and about 4. As the last time they punted the ball and it went into the end zone. So this time they're taking a look, and they're going to go for it, I think.
And they're taking a little time, too. Court Sober does not have one of his players relay these signals in. He does it himself.
So fourth and 4. This will likely be a little swing. Here he comes. Pass that's caught downfield on the 20-yard line, and Wise gets inside the 20. The Caesar making the stop on the 18-yard line. So the swing pass, it looked like they were setting up, and this was just another action off that same play, and they threw it to Wise deep. So it'll be first and 10 on the 18. Sprinting out to his left side is Danzig, and he kind of flips the ball out of bounds. Flag is down on the 25-yard line. Referee threw the flag, and it's going to be a holding call against the Hornets. So the Hornets now walking backwards as the referee made the indication that it was going to be a holding penalty. And the referee walks it back, places it on the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 20 now for the Hornets from the Hope College 28. So Danzig looking over to the sidelines as they signal in the play. The coach has a man next to him, Jerry. I don't know if it's the coach who's giving the signals or the guy next to him that's signaling him in, but the they have a guy next to him that is at least faking it. Danzig back, two wideouts on either side. Goes back deep, throws the ball deep, and knocked away. Good defense by Santino. Had some help from Druger, and between the two of them, they knocked the ball away from the intended receiver. So it'll be second down and 20 for the Hornets.
Kalamazoo seems to be losing their rhythm a little bit. They're slowing down this offense, very fast-paced through parts of this ball game. They're taking a little more time, being a little more deliberative.
Danzig, quick little pass that's open to Wise on the 20. He gets down to the 15. And it's going to be down Wise. Still a ways from the first down marker, but they're inside now, the original one. It's going to be about third down and 8 or 9. Danzig back in the gun. Takes a look, fires it on the side, incomplete, threw it behind the man. So it'll bring up a fourth down, 9 for the first down, and it looks like Kalamazoo may go with a field goal. Now, Jerry, if you had a fake field goal at this point, would you use it? I would.
Well, 10-17 just puts you a touchdown away.
And 14-17 only puts you a field goal away.
That's a good answer, my friend.
Ball is down. The kick is up in the air. It looks like it's good. It is.
That was easily good.
So the Hornets get on the board for the first time in the second half as they put the field goal through, making it 17-10 with plenty of time left in this one.
Yeah. A lot of plays in that drive. It only went to 30 yards. It was an 8-play drive, minute and a half off the clock, and it ends up with a field goal from 33 yards. That is good. 8 plays, 29 yards, minute and a half. Jacob Hardy nails the field goal from 33 yards out. That would have been good from 43 yards out. And now Kalamazoo trailing by just a touchdown and a PAT, 17-10, and Hope has got to get their offense on track.
That was that first quarter, and throughout the second quarter out there early, Hope was able to move the ball, but since the middle of that second quarter, Hope's offense has been standing in one spot. Forsman body back deep, and the kick is short. And it's going to bounce in. They're going to have to get on it. And picking up the football, working his way ahead a little ways, up almost to the 30.
Now, is that kickoff intentional?
Yes.
Was that? That's a, yep. You don't kick an onside kick, but you don't kick it deep. You kick a little end-over-end, very high, drop it in the middle of that receiving team and hope for something to happen, somebody to bend down and muff it when they're trying to pick up. That's kind of a modified onside kick. You've seen pros use it, I imagine.
Somebody that's not going to run it back. That's what they're looking for.
Yep.
Meyer was the one who caught that one. Atwell sprints out to his right, sets, fires it, incomplete. Breinert was there, and the ball was hard. He went up for it and couldn't hang on.
Well, the Kalamazoo defense has just corralled Sean Jackson in this half. Jackson unable to break one free, and Atwell not finding anybody. Atwell has thrown in this ball game to 5 receivers. Breinert is his favorite receiver with 5 catches. Vincent Boddy has gained the most yards, 3 catches for 87 yards. But Atwell, after hitting Boddy in 3 consecutive passes, has missed him the last 2 attempts.
2 wideouts on the right side. Hand off away to Jackson as he tries to get outside, and he's not going to get there. So he has stopped right on the 30-yard line. He may give him the 31 on it. Pickup of no more than 2 yards for Jackson. So
Jackson just cannot get around the outside. Hope keeps testing the edges, but there's nothing there. So Jackson has been stuck on about 90 yards this entire half.
And the 3 linebackers on the inside out there with their 4-3 defense have made it tough running on the inside. So Jackson back from the gun, sprints out to his right. Nobody there, and he's hit and brought down. So Jackson brought down back on the 22-yard line in Hope territory. Kalamazoo fired up on the far sideline.
Dylan Zirke on the tackle. And DeVries is going to be called in one more time for Hope College. This is going to be the 6th punt for DeVries. A little bit under his season average of 43 yards, but he's Punted some into the red zone. Short intentionally. This one we don't want to be short at all.
Nice high spiral. Going to be caught by Wise on about the 35-yard line to the 40. Dropped on about the 45.
40-yard punt, 11-yard return.
Linda Muller making a nice tackle on the kick. But Kalamazoo, pretty good field position on their own 45, trailing only by 7. 1:43 left in the third.
And that time of possession, Kalamazoo keeps creeping closer and closer to Hope College. Hope College had a commanding lead in time of possession in the first half, but Kalamazoo has had the ball most of this third period.
Second half out there as Danzig finds an open man, hits Wise on the Hope College 45. Druger makes a stop. And it's going to be a first down for the Hornets in Hope College territory. So it'll be first and 10, operating from the Hope 44. Danzig quickly brings his team up, gives the ball away, gets around the corner. He's almost tackled behind the line of scrimmage, but getting away with Tim Kloss out there, he couldn't quite hang on.
He's a hard back to hang on to.
Santino had to go over and make the stop on about the 38-yard line.
It was a potential 4-yard loss, ended up being a 5-yard gain. Second five, ball on the 39 of Hope College.
Danzig back in the gun. Goes straight back, looks, fires it open the middle, incomplete. That one he was trying to hit over the middle was Jake Lenning. And I don't think he's thrown to him before. So it'll be third and five for the Hornets. The ball resting on the Hope College 38-yard line.
Hope College led 7-0 at the end of the first period, 17-7 at the end of the half. Hope now leads 17-10 with just under a minute left in the third period.
Two wideouts on the right side, halfback to the right side. Little swing pass out there, and down the sidelines it goes. It's a swing man came around and looked like he was going to cut over the middle, didn't have a chance to get open.
Danzy threw that ball 30 yards. That was a nice throw, wasn't it? Under heavy pressure, threw it off his back foot.
I was watching Way as he lined up in the backfield and just circled around and was wide open over the middle for Danzig, but Danzig didn't find him.
Big fourth down play, fourth and five.
They're going for it. Hope College defense. The four-man front. Are they going to come? No, they're not going to come with the linebackers. Danzig, a little give and go on the outside. The pass is too far. So the Hope defense holds as they're going to get the football now. And as we said, we got to get that offense going.
Kalamazoo's been very successful on fourth down conversion, second place in the MIAA. They make the first down 67% of the time on fourth down conversions. But Hope College stopped them that time. And now Hope has to put together an offensive drive. They've been unable to do it throughout this half. Marched right down in four plays. First drive of this ball game looked great.
Atwell under center. Pitches back. Reverse play to Boddy. Looks like it's pretty well covered. Boddy uses his speed to get to the outside. And he should be. He's hit out of bounds, it looked like. But there's no flag on the play on about the 39-yard line. Pickup of maybe a yard at best.
Ran 35 yards to get that one.
Yard. So it'll be, we'll call it second and 10 yet for the Flying Dutchman. As Hope comes with a trick play that didn't work too well. Connor Parcell goes from left to right. He's a tight end. Hand off to Jackson, and Jackson goes no place. He has to fight his way across the 40 and to get maybe 2 yards on the play. So it's going to be third down and 7.
And this is a situation that Hope has struggled in just a bit. They're 4 out of 25 in MIAA, in 7th place in the MIAA. We'll see this third down play as the first play of the fourth quarter. We're done with 3 here at Smith Stadium. Score, Hope 17, Kalamazoo 10. We'll be back. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Smith Stadium. We're under the lights, and, well, I don't know how long it's been. Nobody can remember the last Hope game under the lights here at Smith Stadium. Big third down play for Hope College. Here's Ron.
And Atwell back to pass, gets some pressure, tucks the football. He's going no place. He's dropped on the 40-yard line, which is going to bring up another fourth down for the Flying Dutchman, and this was about 8 yards to go for the first down, and the punting team comes on.
I don't, that play just never developed. It never looked good at all. It broken play right from the get-go. It was supposed to be a little play action, and Atwell was going to go out to the left, I guess, but it just never developed at all. Fourth down, DeVries is on the field once again. This will be his seventh punt of the ball game.
Josh Wise back on the 20-yard line. DeVries gets an end-over-end kick. Yeah. It's not long, and it's going to hit out of bounds, and it's going to be short for DeVries as the ball is on about the 31-yard line.
He comes off with his head down a little bit. We're just not used to seeing him missing one. He shanked that a little bit. And Kalamazoo is going to have the ball on the Kalamazoo 31-yard line.
So the Hornets and Hope College defense has been talking things over. They come out, and Coach Ricketts comes with them over on the sidelines with a little talk. Four-man defensive front from the gun is Danzig. Sprints out to the right side, throws the ball on a run, a little quick lookout pass, and Druger has him, but not before a pickup of about 9 yards. So a good play on first down for the Hornets.
Justin Danzy, sophomore quarterback, now 21 out of 36, no interceptions, 222 yards, one touchdown.
Wise has been his favorite receiver over there on that quick little pass. Again, from the gun, and Danzy's going to keep it himself, and he's going to flip it to the outside, and the flag goes down, and it might be a forward lateral.
Yeah, he was past the line of scrimmage. He was well past the line of scrimmage from where I'm sitting. Of course, I'm wearing a blue and orange hat.
So the officials, the flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
The illegal lateral out there forward. It's going to go against Kalamazoo.
Now, there's not such a thing as a forward lateral, is it? That's an illegal forward pass. Lateral has to be backwards by definition.
Backward.
So Kalamazoo has had some trouble with penalties throughout this season, doing a much better job tonight. That is their fifth penalty. Total of 40 yards assessed against the Hornets. Oops.
Loss of down out there for the Hornets. It'll be third down and 8.
That's an illegal forward pass. That's only a 5-yard penalty and loss of down.
So two wideouts on either side for Danzig. He's been in the gun all night long. Four-man front for the Flying Dutchman. Danzig goes straight back deep, looks across the middle. The man covered, takes it. He's going to throw the ball. He has it complete.
Good.
And up to the 50-yard line as Seagulls coming across the middle. He was wide open, caught the ball, got to the 50 for the first down. So it'll be first and 10 for the Hornets from the 50-yard line. We're just underway in the fourth quarter, 17-10, Hope with a lead. But the Hornets have been dominating since about midway through the second quarter. Danzig, back, quick little flat pass again, same one they've been using. And Wise gets away from the initial tackle, picks up the first down, and gets inside the 35-yard line.
The Hornets have regained their rhythm, running very effectively.
And Hope's tackling out there. I don't know if their fingers are getting cold or what, but they are not tackling like they have been throughout the season.
They're getting a lot of practice. They've been on the field the whole half, this defensive team. 12:56 left in this ball game. Hope hanging on to a 17-10 lead.
So it's first and 10 for the Hornets. Handed off to Way. Way.
There.
Hit behind the line of scrimmage, but a flag goes down. Lindemalder, the linebacker, makes a stop, but the flag went flying. I don't. Against the Kalamazoo Hornets, as the referee indicates a hold.
And
So now
there's
decide,
a decision
yeah.
whether to accept it or not. I don't think Coach Krebs is going to do that. There was no gain on the play. Do you want first and 15? Well,
first and 20.
First and 20 or second and 10? Second and 12.
Actually, we're going to have Coach Dean Krebs decline.
And that penalty is going to be declined. Yeah. And instead of first and 20, Hope elects to put Kalamazoo in a second and 12 situation.
So the Hornets, operating from the 37-yard line in Hope Gully's territory, come out in the gun with two wideouts on either side. Dancy's back deep in that gun. Drops way back, spins around, has a man open in the flat, and a nice hit there by the Flying Dutchman. As it Snyder comes up, as the ball was being juggled a little bit by the intended receiver, Seagulls, and the ball got away from him with a hit by Snyder. So it's third down and 13 for the Hornets.
Boy, if you like big hits, you're seeing some in this ball game.
Trips to the left side, one receiver on the right. Back to pass, Danzig. Fires it deep, one-on-one coverage, has Wise open, and he is, where's he going to put him? He's into the end zone.
Well,
so Wise got deep.
Josh Wise has been Danzy's favorite receiver throughout this ball game. That is his ninth catch in the ball game. Previously, his long was 22. That one was good for 30-some yards with 12:15 on the play. Kalamazoo has an opportunity to tie this ball game. Hope at one point led 17-0. Kalamazoo is going to score 17 unanswered points.
The extra point looks good. It is good. And everything is tied up with 12:15 left in the ball game.
How about that? Hope leading 17-0 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Kalamazoo, starting with a touchdown in the closing minute and a half of the first half, has now scored 17 unanswered points and have tied up the Flying Dutchman at 17, 12:15 left in this game, and the Hope offense just has not been able to do anything in this half. That drive, by the way, 69 yards, six plays, just 2 minutes off the clock. And the touchdown came on a Danzy to Weiss 37-yard pass. That was Weiss' ninth reception of the game. He's caught nine of them for 127 yards and that touchdown. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Hope's got the wind at their back. We said that it was a factor. It hasn't been much of a factor at all. Kalamazoo put together a beautiful drive into the wind, working south to north, right to left. Now Hope College working the other direction, and Hope has just got to find some offense. Olivet upset Adrian today. The MIAA is up for grabs. But for either Hope or Kalamazoo to be a contender, they have got to win tonight.
And the line drive kick picked up by Body up to the 20, 25, 30, 35. Cuts to the left and trips over the yard marker and goes down at about the 39-yard line. Tried to make a quick move out there, and his feet went off and underneath him. So Hope has pretty decent field position, but they have not been able to move the football in this second half. Well, we haven't had many first downs even in the second half, I don't believe. I formation, two wideouts to the left side on their own 39-yard line. Goes back, hands off to draw play, and getting up to the 40-yard line and no further. That was Jackson with the carry for the Flying Dutchman of a yard, two maybe, if you want to be generous. Ball is just over the 40. Second down, we'll call it eight. So Body goes wide to the left, Breinert to the right. Connor Parcell goes from right end to left. He's the tight end. The pitch is back to Jackson on the sweep again. And Jackson goes down on the 35-yard line. So the Flying Dutchman cannot get that sweep going in this second half.
Two first downs, 38 yards of total offense this half run.
And they've lost probably half that yardage as well. So it's third down and 14. Offset eye.
Press coverage, far side on Reinert.
As Jackson goes back deep, takes a look, fires at the body, and body trips over, and flag goes down.
You're going to see Kalamazoo not be happy about this one. It looks like it's going to be a pass interference against Kalamazoo.
They just got their feet tangled up is what happened to it. It was not anything out there. We'll see if they pick it up because they're going to huddle this one up. Oh, we deserve one. Kalamazoo's had several of them. We deserve one.
It was third and 14. Atwell was throwing. Who was it? Was that body that was out there?
And another flag goes down.
Yes.
So somebody wanted to get some information out there.
A player may have said something to an official
Hope
that
Kalamazoo
was unwarranted.
Standing there.
We'll listen to the official make the call.
So two big penalties against Kalamazoo.
A pass interference was called against the Hornets. Then, while the officials were discussing the call, a Kalamazoo player took off his helmet. That's unsportsmanlike conduct. So that amounts to 30 yards of penalties in one play. Wow, huge break for Hope College, who's only been able to pick up two first downs in this half. They almost doubled their total yardage of the half with those two penalties. They just had 38 yards in the third quarter, and now 30 yards in penalties. The Flying Dutchmen have got to take advantage of that big break.
Well, Hope College now a little confusion as to which way to set this. And Jackson, with a quick pitch on the right side, gets to the 30. And he's hit and driven back. He picked up about 3 yards on that one.
Well, let's see where the spot goes, Ron. I think it might be a little more than that.
They're just across the 30. So it'll be second down. They picked up maybe 4 yards. Let's give them. We'll call it second down and 6 on the 30-yard line in Kalamazoo territory. Breinert left. Kroll to the right side. Twins in the backfield. Helm and Jackson. Hand off to Jackson, and Jackson cuts it up off the tackle and gets another 2-3 yards.
Boy, not a first down, though.
No.
And it's going to third and a long one. Four down territory, obviously.
So the ball is just outside the 25-yard line.
And outside Finch field goal range.
Although you do have the wind behind you. And the handoff to Jackson, hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, boy.
The middle linebacker, Dalen Zerke, broke through, and nobody picked him up, and he dropped Jackson for a loss on the play. So it'll be fourth down and 6 for the Flying Dutchman, and then we'll have to wait and see what they're going to come up with.
I wouldn't be surprised. 92-7,
The Van.
That guy who lives in the basement of the station got excited. He wakes up and just starts talking every once in a while.
Two wideouts on the left side. Twins in the backfield. Connor Barcell on the right side. He's a tight end. Fake.
Okay.
Well, sprints out left. Has
yes!
An open man. Caught. Touchdown. Flying Dutchman to Kroll.
What a play. Everybody at Smith Stadium was watching Sean Jackson run with the ball, but you know what? He didn't have it going around the right side. Play action to Jackson, right side. Atwell goes to the left plenty of time, and he found Kroll on the 5-yard line. Kroll goes into the end zone. Nothing has worked for Hope College this half until that play that put the Flying Dutchman up 23-17. That was fun. That was beautiful.
Finch in for the extra point. Snap, good, kick up is good, and Hope College has a 24-17 lead, but a long way from being over yet with 8:57 left in this ball game. And hang on to your hat. Whoever's got the football last, this is going to be one of those kind of ball games.
Atwell to Kroll. Boy, oh boy, that Hope College drive went 61 yards in six plays, 3 minutes off the clock. The big play, of course, was Atwell to Kroll. The second biggest play was a back-to-back penalty, a double penalty on one play that gave a Hope 30 yards against Kalamazoo. So Kalamazoo are their own worst enemies on that drive. But, boy, Coach Krebs called a beautiful play that worked to perfection.
I give Atwell a lot of credit on that one because his fake held the defense, and that's how Kroll got behind him with a double fake on the counter. And Jackson being as much of a ball carrier as he is for the Flying Dutchman, they're kind of keying on him, and that gave Kroll a chance to get down deep.
Kroll's got one catch, one touchdown, 30 yards.
Ball is bobbled by McGuire on about the 5-yard line, and he is tripped up as he gets to the 15.
Well,
somebody got him right around the ankles.
That defense has got to be fired up right now.
So the Flying Dutchman will have to get the defense going and stop the Hornets back in their own territory for a change.
Hope never trailed in this ball game. It's been tied once at 17, but Hope had a 17-point lead late in the first half. Kalamazoo scored 17 unanswered points to tie it.
Danzig from the gun as Hope shifts a little bit with their defense.
And then Hope not tied anymore after that Atwell to Kroll touchdown pass. 24-17 Hope, 8:53 left in the game.
Danzig straight back, tucks the football, gets away from one man, fires it, caught on the outside. First down, Hornets, as right ahead of Augie Mata, made the catch away.
Justin Danzy living up to his billing, Ron. I keep thinking Hope's got him wrapped up and he's going to dump him for a loss. He is able to escape the defenders and find a receiver. Wow.
He's 6'2", 180 pounds,
man.
Pretty well put together, and he's tall. Looks skinny from up here.
He looks good from up here.
But he drops back. He's got a good arm, so he drops back 12 yards or so when he's going back in that gun. Rolls to the right side, fires it out there. It is caught, and this time the Flying Dutchman are right there. So a loss back to the 30-yard line. As Druger was right on top of him to make the stop once he caught the football. So it'll be second down and 12 for the Hornets. McGuire goes wide to the right. Dietrich's in the slot on that side. Danzig has his formation to the left. A quick little slant pass is caught, and it's not going to be enough for the first down as Schultz made the catch, and this was on about the 38-yard line.
Danzig has averaged 342 yards passing per game this season. He's got 311 yards with 7 minutes and 23 seconds left.
He's leading the MIAA. Danzig sprints out to the right, looks for the hook man, and fires it. And knocked away, intercepted. I believe it's intercepted. It was tipped up in the air and picked off by Druger on the far sideline. And so Hope College is going to get the football. 7:10 left in the ball game, leading 24-17. So the Flying Dutchman defense step up and get the ball back for the offense after the offense put 7 points on the board to break this tie.
Druger was flat on his back when he closed in on the ball and finally had possession of it. What a huge play by Druger.
Twins in the backfield. The counter play to Jackson. Jackson on the right side picks up about 2 yards.
Ron, we talked in the pregame about Hope's ability to make the big play throughout this season. They just made a huge touchdown play, and then Druger made an outstanding circus-like interception.
Renzik made the stop. These linebackers out there for Kalamazoo, I like them. They're returners from last year, and they've got 3 good linebackers. So it'll be second down and 8. I formation. Body goes in motion across formation. Quick pitch to Jackson on the outside. Turns it up. Gets to the 40, down to the 35. That'll pick up a first down for the Flying Dutchman as Jackson is brought down by Connor Resnick, the linebacker. But they made a quick pick to Jackson that time, and he was able to turn it upfield and get past the original line of scrimmage, and then he had some running room.
Jackson really a workhorse. That was his 31st carry of this ball game, and with that carry, he goes over 100 yards, up to 115, in fact.
6 minutes left on the clock, 24-17, Hope with a lead in the football. First and 10, Breinhardt in motion across formation. Hand off to Jackson. Jackson off the right tackle, and he keeps going. We thought he was almost down on the line of scrimmage, but he got to the 30-yard line, a pickup of four on the play, as he kept his balance and was able to fall forward. So second down and six for the Flying Dutchman. Chew up the clock, chew up the yardage right now with your... You can run the football with the offense to take time off the clock and get points as well. High formation. Breinhardt goes across formation. Pitches to Jackson. He cuts it up close and picks up another 3 or 4 yards. He slid almost off between the guard and the tackle that time instead of trying to take it to the outside because Kalamazoo is flowing in that direction. It leaves the Flying Dutchman with a third down and a long two. 4:55 on the clock. Hope with a 24-17 lead. Ball resting on the 26-yard line of Kalamazoo. Breinhardt left, body right. High set. Breinhardt in motion. And the pitch is back to Jackson, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. They fired the outside man that time as soon as that ball was snapped, and he was deeper in the backfield than Jackson was. So this is going to be about fourth and nine, but from almost the same spot. So it'll be fourth and nine as the Flying Dutchman now, Helm, comes into the ball game. And Atwell's got the play from the sidelines on the fourth down. Breinhardt left, body right, twins in the backfield. Linebackers coming, Atwell back, firing along the sideline. It is caught by Breinhardt on the 15. Breinhardt went up in the air, took that one down, and a nice catch by Breinhardt. And Hope College has a first down on the Kalamazoo 15-yard line.
Fourth and nine. Holy mackerel, what a play.
Two big plays for that Hope College offense. As Brown comes back in at fullback. 3:33 left, 24-17, Hope with a lead. Twins in the backfield. As Atwell goes under second, under center, and the die play does not work as they wanted to go straight up and didn't get it to the middle linebacker. Zerke made the stop. No gain on the play. So clock at 3 minutes as it keeps working its way down. Hope taking time off the play clock as it ticks to 20 on the play clock, so they're not in a hurry. It'll be second down and 10. Again, twins in the backfield. Two wideouts on the right side. 3-2-1. As the play clock drops to one, Atwell throws it incomplete. He didn't have much of a chance that time. He didn't really get the ball, I don't think, from center. And took about two steps back and kind of fired it like I've seen Stafford from the Lions throw the ball on the sidearm. And... got it out of bounds toward the receiver.
2 minutes, 31 seconds. Game clock, big part of this story right now. Third down and 10. Ball on the 14-yard line.
Hope is in field goal territory right now. So third 10 here. So Jackson, the lone running back in the backfield. Two wideouts on the right side. Connor comes to that side. Pitch to Jackson on the sweep. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and fights his way inside the 15 to about the 14. So with 2:22 on the clock, we should have the field goal team coming on.
Timeout on the field.
As they're going to talk about it, that's my guess.
With 2:22 on the clock, Hope College leading Kalamazoo 24-17 here at Smith Stadium. There is a timeout, and this timeout presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, to snack healthy before and after the game.
So Kalamazoo, I would guess, setting up a block-type situation with Hope College, getting their field goal team on the field. Yeah. They're going to try to block this. Well, Hope has had a couple of them blocked throughout the season, and it's important if they're going to stay in this ball game, they're going to have to.
In league play, Evan Finch is 2 out of 3. The one he did not make was indeed blocked, Ron.
And I think he had another one blocked earlier in the season, about the second ball game. So the ball is resting on the 14-yard line on the right hash mark. They're going to place it down on the 20, so it'll be, well, probably a 21-yard field goal.
This is going to be a 31-yarder.
It's down,
oh,
it's up in the
baby.
Air, and it is right down the middle.
I want to tell you, Finch was confident, assured. He nailed it from 31 yards out. And that puts his team, the Hope College Flying Dutchman, up by 10. And that's huge because this Kalamazoo offense can move the ball and they can score. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left in the ball game. Hope College 27, Kalamazoo 7. 10-play drive. Boy, that took some time. They didn't have to go very far. 10 plays, 36 yards, but most importantly, Hope churned up 4 minutes and 52 seconds off that clock.
So the Flying Dutchman now coming to life late in this fourth quarter as they scored with 8:57 left and then kicked the field goal after Kalamazoo had tied it up at the 12:15 mark of the fourth quarter. Then the Hope College offense, which had done little or nothing throughout the second half up to that point, all of a sudden woke up and really started controlling the game. Aaron Mick ready to kick off. Way and McGuire back deep for the Hornets. With the wind behind him, Aaron Mack approaches the football, gets a kick in it. It's going to be a short kick. McGuire on the 15, back to the 20, cuts to his left, and gets to the 30-yard line or close to it before he's brought down. Snyder there for one of the tacklers and the Flying Dutchman. 2:12 on the clock.
Finch, by the way, 8 out of 11 for field goals. His long was 41 yards this season. This was a 31-yarder. There's not a ranking for most important, but this one would be right there.
So Danzig has trips out to the right side. Then he steps up and looks at the sideline to get a play.
Danzig's got pink socks on, pink knee sock kind of deal. Very easy for you to find, isn't he?
Yes. Okay, Sanders has those too, though, defensively. The handoff to Way, and he goes nowheres. As stepping up and making the stop for the Flying Dutchman out there was Kyle McGrill, and a timeout is called.
And this timeout, again, brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, to snack healthy before, after, during the game, anytime at all. Thanks so much to you Hope fans listening to Ron Weatherby bring the play-by-play for giving the great people who, the great businesses and supporters of Hope College football who make these broadcasts possible. We appreciate you giving them your business.
Disappointed in you today, Clubhorns.
I didn't give you a
You didn't snack give me bar. A half did give me a half a dozen names out here for player of the game, and boy, I'm almost at a loss here. And I need some help, but today
Well,
so Danzig back in the gun. goes deep, starts running around, fires a flat pass away, and he is tripped up as soon as he caught the ball. McGrill on the stop for the Flying Dutchman. But a nice little flip pass. It's only going to get about 3 yards. And again, a Kalamazoo timeout. And that should use up their timeouts with 1:52 left. Trailing by 10 here in the fourth quarter. So, scoreboard shows zero up there for timeouts for Kalamazoo. Hope has three left, which is rather unimportant at this particular point. 27-17, Hope with the lead.
And once again, I want to remind people about Apple Valley Natural Foods. If you haven't stopped in and seen all the great food, you know, healthy food can be really good. Stop in at Apple Valley Natural Foods. I hope defense can play better than I can talk.
So Danzig, back in the gun, trips to the right side, single receiver on the left. One-on-one coverage on the left side, and caught. And it gets away from Way and gets into Hope territory on the 44-yard line. Nice catch on the far sideline here, or on this one by K.J. Schultz. So it'll be 40, on the Hope 42, 1:41 left, clock ticking. Two wideouts either side. Back is Danzig, a little quick little flat pass by Seagulls, and he is pushed out of bounds. That'll stop the clock at 1:29. This one isn't over yet because this Hornet Ball Club can move down the field. And
He touchdown next play and an onside kick. Katie Barr the door. Adam Druger for that great interception. La Persona player of the game nominee.
Danzig back. Drops back deep. Now he's going to tuck the ball. Goes right up the middle. Runs right into Lindemolder. Lindemolder's had a good ball game as well. And right now Danzig's a little bit upset as Lindemolder was tired and he wanted to take a nap on top of Danzig, and he wanted to get up and get moving in a hurry because that clock was running down.
Taylor Breinert, six big catches.
Third and six, Danzig back to throw, little swing pass to Way. Way gets the first down and out of bounds on about the 23. Official's going to mark it on the 24. So it'll be first and 10 for Kalamazoo on the Hope 24.
Adam Druger, 11 tackles to lead all defensive players on both teams, and that big interception. Hello.
Somebody moved out there, and I think it's going to be the Hornets. Looked like number 77 was going to pull that time and head to the right side for Kalamazoo, and a couple guys jumped off.
Sean Jackson, 35 carries, 116 yards, two TDs. We've come to expect that from Sean, though. That's just a night's work.
Lindemolder's had a pretty good ball game. He's been in the action a lot from that linebacker position.
Yeah, well, Cody Lindemolder was MIAA Defensive Player of the Week last week.
Back is Danzig. Throws it right over the middle. It's caught by Wise. Wise gets to the 20. Runs out of bounds on about the 18 or 19.
Has DeCesar been your player of the game yet?
No. Nope.
This season?
Nope.
I'll tell you, if there was a hit of the game, he'd win it every week. 45 seconds left in this one. Hope leading 27-17.
Little swing pass out to Way. And Way gets away from the first man, and he's going to get the first down. No, he's going to place him short of the first down. He's going to say he's down out there about a yard short of that first down.
This has been a 51-yard drive. Well, we've been looking at Hope College Player of the Game nominees, Kalamazoo's, and working hard to stay in this ball game.
Hand off to Way, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and that's Lindemolder. Lindemolder on the blitz, came through and dropped him for a loss, so it'll be a fourth down situation.
Seventh tackle for Cody.
Fourth and three.
21, 20 seconds left in this ball game.
Danzig back to throw, fires it, and intercepted, no. Dropped on the 5-yard line, but immaterial. as that's going to end the Kalamazoo drive, and they're going to let the clock tick down from here, I'm sure. And a flag goes down.
Coach Dean Krebs is going to win his 100th ball game at Hope College. Hope College is going to be very much in the running for the MIAA championship, as Adrian was bumped off by Olivet this afternoon. Hope's going to move to 6-2 overall, 3-1 in the MIAA. Albion is undefeated, 3-0, but Albion has a tough row to hoe in the final 3 weeks. Albion has Olivet and Adrian and Hope to play. So Hope College is going to find themselves very much in contention for an MIAA championship. It's a long way to go, two more games for Hope College because they've got a bye in there. Atwell kneels on the ball. The game is finished. Hope College wins the Battle of the Wooden Shoes. Dean Krebs wins his 100th ball game of his outstanding career, and this one was exciting. Hope College built up a 17-point lead, and then Kalamazoo tied the ball game, scoring 17 unanswered points. First touchdown for Kalamazoo came late in the second quarter, and then they scored 10 points in the third quarter to tie the ball game at 17. But Hope College was able to put a touchdown and an Evan Finch field goal on the board in the fourth quarter to win this one 27-17. Wow, what an exciting football game. We're hoping to get Coach Krebs up here to say a few words on this occasion, but first we'll take a break. You're listening to Hope College Football 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.